This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Memorial services were held today at houses of worship around the country as people honored the lives of the 32 victims lost in the Virginia Tech attacks. In Virginia, Governor Tim Kaine declared this a day of mourning, and hundreds of people gathered on the campus in Blacksburg for a moment of silence. In another development, the family of the gunman apologized for Soong-Wi Cho's actions. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
In their statement, the family says they feel hopeless, helpless, and lost. Cho's sister, Sung-Kyung Cho, spoke on behalf of her family. She said her brother has, quote, made the world weep. We are living a nightmare. She goes on to say her family is deeply sorry for Soong-Wi Cho's actions, which she called horrible and senseless. And she said she and her parents are praying for those injured and the families of those who lost their lives. The family issued their statement to the Associated Press. It was the first public comment by the family since the attacks on Monday. Today, a few hundred people gathered on the drill field of the Virginia Tech campus for a moment of silence to honor the victims. Students and college staff came dressed head to toe in Hokie colors, maroon and orange. At noon, the crowd bowed their heads in a moment of reflection. When it was over, a few people started chanting, and slowly, hesitantly, more voices joined in.
Hokies! Hokies!
Blacksburg resident Elena Bryant was among the crowd. She's an undergraduate admissions counselor at Virginia Tech, and for her, the moment of silence was a chance to issue a silent wish.
For me, it was more of an apology to just say to the parents in my own way that I'm so sorry that we failed you. We didn't mean to. But the way circumstances unfolded, we know we did. We're sorry for that. There's no apology ever good enough to say. No words could ever even convey the sincere sense of failure. So for me being here and seeing their names and watching, it was just a way to just say so sorry.
Memorials were set up on the edges of the drill field, like one white tent filled with bouquets of flowers and lit candles. Dozens of handwritten condolence notes were posted on the walls. One read, "To those we lost, you will always be remembered. To those left behind, you will always have our support. God bless the families of these fallen Hokies." Stephen Bartz graduated from Virginia Tech last May. He knew Ryan Clark, the resident assistant who was killed in the first shooting, and he came back to console his friends who are still students here. He says for many, returning to class is going to be painful.
They've got to come back here and walk across this drill field and to step into that classroom again, and I don't know how they'll ever do it. You're sitting in class just like they were on Monday morning, and I'm sure that's going through every student's mind here, and we definitely feel for them.
Later in the day, a memorial service was held for one of two engineering professors who died. More than 500 people turned out for the service. 46-year-old Kevin Granada was killed in Norris Hall. At the memorial, the head of the engineering department, Ishwar Puri, told a crowded sanctuary how Granada locked himself and some of his students into his office when he heard shots. Then he left to see if he could intervene, but he never came back. Many students have left campus to be home with their families, but they're expected to come back when classes resume on Monday. It's not clear what kinds of lessons will be taught. Today, on the front page of the college paper's website, was a copy of an email sent by Professor Brian Cloyd, whose daughter Austin died in the attacks. It read, "If we don't meet again, your final assignment from me is perhaps the most important lesson you'll learn in life. Go to your mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, and tell them with all your heart how much you love them. Go out of your way to make good memories, because someday these memories may be all you have left." Rachel Martin, NPR News, Blacksburg, Virginia.